We are on Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. We are let's just explain where we are. Basically, we had a machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim, right, about whether in the scenario where the person says, this is my handwriting. They're trying to be makayim nishtar, right? We're trying to certify the document, the signature of the document. And a person says, that's my signature and the signature of the other guy. And each one wants to say that about the other person, right? And the Rebbe says, so I need to, if each one says, that's my signature, right? And each one, Reuben says that's my signature, and Shimon says that's my signature. So, do we need another person to help, another aide, to certify the signature? So, the Rebbe says yes. And the Chachamim says no. As long as you have your own, that's enough. And the Gemara wants to, assumes that this machlokas is basically whether the goal of Kiyum Shtaros is to basically, according to Rebbe, the job is to basically testify on the signature, that is the signature, therefore I need two edim on each one, or no, where our job is amal shabashara himayidim, that we're trying to re-up our testimony on the actual thing that happened, in which case, as long as each person says it was me, then I have two people testifying on the whole thing. And the chiddush was that I might have thought that Rebbe was just being machmir, however, no, what's really happening is he believes it, that this is exactly the svar, right? This is exactly what we're trying to accomplish. Is specifically al ksav yad and him eidim. Fine. So we had said kamash milan 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 lines down on Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. We said a kamash milan the Rebbe Mishra Pshita, like, right? That he, no, it's not some suffix. He's not sure if this is what's happening. If this is the pshat, he thinks that this is for sure what it is, right? Bein lekula bein lechomer, neither direction. And how do we know that? The Amr Yehuda Merav, Shnaim HaChasum Ben Al-Shtar, Umeis Echa Mehen, right? Because this is what the Nafkamiya we had talked about before, right? It was what if one of the witnesses dies? And Yehuda Merav says, what happens if you have two people sat in the Shtar and one of them passes away? Tzrichin Shnaim Min HaShuk LaHa'id Alav, right? And we need, in that scenario, what do we need? We need two people, right, to go ahead and to give testimony on the, like Shimon, the man who had passed away, two different individuals to come and give testimony on his shtar, on his signature. It's not enough to have, right, Reuven and the other guy, because you don't want to have three of that. You want to have Reuven covering three quarters of the testimony here, right? And Bezu Rebbe Lakula Rabbanon Lachumra. Right, in that case, Rebbe is considered being lenient, and the Rabbanon are being machmir. So, but the Gemara now asks the question. But wait a second. Vi leka trei elachad mai. Like, what happens if you don't have? Right? Meaning, the whole problem that we raised was that according to Rebbe, according to this scenario, what's going to happen? We're in trouble if we have, right? If Reuven himself is just going ahead and saying that I am, he's giving testimony on his signature, and then he goes ahead and he also gives testimony on Shimon's signature with only one other person. So he's going to be, Reuven's covering 75% of the testimony, that's going to be a problem. So what do we say? So we said, okay, so according to that approach, we're going to need to have two other edim, right, who recognize Shimon's signature. Reuven will just take care of his, and the two other edim will take care of Shimon. But that's great if we have two others. But what if we don't? Then what are we going to do, right? So says the Gemara, so Amar Abaye, no problem. Dichtov chasimas yadei achaspa. Right, so what should Reuven do? Reuven should go ahead and put his signature on what? On a shard of pottery. And what's going to happen? V'shadile v'beidina, and he can now hand that into the Beis Din, right? And the Bach has v'chazulei, they shifted the word where the word chazulei is, and they should look at it. U'machaskele v'beidina, and the Beis Din is going to say, oh, okay, I can now tell you that Reuven's signature is indeed the right signature. Why? Not because Reuven has testified about his signature, but because we can compare the two, right? And we don't. And what's going to happen? We don't need Reuven then, right? In which case, Reuven won't have to testify about his own signature, So what's so now he becomes available to testify about Shimon's signature. Exactly. Right? So what's going to happen is Reuven's signature will be confirmed by the Beis Din itself, who will just compare the signatures. And then Reuven and Levi can go ahead and confirm the signature of Shimon. And you won't have Reuven covering 75%. He'll just be taking care of a quarter or whatever. At the very least, a half.
But this is done, he does the signature on the pottery afterwards, or they previously had the signature?
No, right there, right on the spot. Meaning we know there's going to be a signature that needs to be, Reuven, you know, we have Reuven and Shimon's signature, we need to confirm the shtar and certify the shtar, and we go, oh shoot, we only have one person besides Reuven, what are we going to do? Right? Again, it's all according to the approach, right, that we assume that, the Chachamim, Amman Hashem Ashtar, him made him, right? We're in trouble according to the Chachamim here. So what do you do? So you have to be smart about it. So the idea is, as long as you have him sign there on the shard, on that shard, and they can compare it, so then you don't need him to testify about his own signature. It's a little bit of a end around, yeah, of course. Yeah. But the bottom line is that's but it's good enough. It works.
Solves the problem. 75%.
It solves the problem. 75%. Exactly. Fine. Okay, and says the Rebbe, wait a second. V'dafka achaspa, you can only have him do that if he signs his name on a shard of pottery. Okay? Aval amagil salo, but not if he signs his name on a piece of paper. Why not? Dilmer mishkach la inish de lo mali, because what might happen if he signs his name on a piece of paper, right? And now there's this blank piece of paper that has his signature on it, right? So some guy, an inish de lo mali, a unseemly individual, what might happen? He's going to find the piece of paper because if he love him, I'd the boy, and he's going to write on top of the document, Reuven ben Yaakov, Levi ben Shimon, $1,000, and it has the signature of Reuven on the bottom of the document. It's like a blank check, right, basically, in a certain sense, right? It's a blank document. It's going to have his name on the bottom, and he signed it. So you don't have people, sign documents and hand them into Beis Din without anything on top of it because, yikes, it's going to get him in trouble. Right, as we know, by Usnan, Hotzi Alav Ksav Yado Shu Chayev Lo Gova Minachas and Bechilrin. The rule in general, if again not a document that has someone's signature about someone else's, transactions, but if it's a signature about myself, right? If someone has a document that says I owe this person $1,000 signed by me, right? So that itself is that you can use that document to collect from the other person. Again, you can't use it to collect from nechassin mishubadim. Nechassin mishubadim would mean that, if the person would die and they're left over their yorshim, then you could collect even from the yorshim or collect from people who owe them money. Who owe him money. But it's not that strong. But just from his regular finances, you could collect from him just based on that. Just based on that document. So therefore, without having two, the point is that this is an example of a document that works without two signatures or certifying signatures, etc. There's a type of document that I sign myself about myself. That's enough to collect from Nechassin B'nei Chorin. So because of that, that document would be very dangerous to leave open, right? With someone being able to grab and put in whatever they want on top. And therefore, even when we have Reuven, practice his signature, we make sure he practices it only gives us a sample of a signature. He should only do it on a shard of clay, which would never be used by somebody, I guess, as a shtar. And that's how you would do that. Fine. Okay. So Amar Rehuda Amar Shmuel. So it says Rehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha Kedivrei Chachamim. So just by the way, in case you're wondering, in this machlokas between Rabbi and the Chachamim, so the Chachamim who had said all you need is in the general rule, you just need Reuven about himself and Shimon about himself. You don't need to add an extra person to certify the document, certify the signatures. That's how we pass in, like the Chachamim. So Gemara says, Pshita, that's obvious. Yachiv Rabbim, Malach Karabim. I know we pass in the Chachamim. It's what we always do. If you ever have, person one, and then all the Chachamim, we always pass in the Chachamim against the individual. Right? Yachiv Rabbim, Malach Karabim. Just by the way, the Chachamim are never like one, there's no group of people called Chachamim. Right? Chachamim always just means the majority. Meaning like Rebbe said this, and everybody else said like that. Right, it could be there's different individuals who can make up Chachamim. Chachamim isn't like it wasn't some group who would meet like the group of Chachamim. And right, it just always means just the majority. So that's obvious. What's the chiddush? Tell me about the Chachamim. So it says Gemara, the same what I have thought. Halacha k'Rebbe mechavero. Right? We have a rule in general that when Rebbe argues with somebody else, Rebbe wins. So I might have thought, afilu Rebbe mechaverav. Right? Maybe it's not just that we've always passed like Rebbe even against another individual, Tana. Maybe I would think we passed like Rebbe against everybody, even when it's a larger group. Kamash wanted to know, it's halacha k'Rebbe mechaverav, only not Rebbe mechaverav. And that's the chiddush of telling you that we passim like Rebbe, the chachamim, and that not like Rebbe mechaverav, only Rebbe mechavero, and therefore, in this case, we passim like the chachamim. Fine. Okay.
This is the first time that this has happened, that they have to explain it, or?
I guess, no, it was the first time, but, you know, I guess it comes up here or there, we have to remind ourselves. But you're going to see in a second that this idea of halachah Rebbe mechavero, as opposed to mechaverav, wasn't always 1,000% accepted. Let's see what the Gemara says here right now. That's a good question. So the Gemara says, "Sibbe nach nad chad." This is they used to have these, use these mnemonics to remember the names of the people who are going to speak. And you see it right now in a second who the different people are. But we're continuing this conversation. So says the Gemara, "Amr lei Rav Chinina bar Chia le Rav Yehuda." So Rav Chinina bar Chia says Rav Yehuda, "Va'amr la Rav Huna bar Yehuda le Rav Yehuda." Okay, so whoever said it, somebody said the following. Umi Amr Shmuel Hachi, does Shmuel really hold that we halacha k'divrei chachamim? Is that really true? That again, I just need each individual to testify about their own signature, and I don't need to add another witness to certify the document, to certify signatures. Right? There was a certain document that came from the Bezdin of Mar Shmuel. And it said the following: Mida Asir of Anan Barchia veAsid Achasimos Yadei vaAdachadime. Right. So the document said that this document is certified. How do we know? Because Rav Anan Barchia testified about his signature and about the person who was with him. Umanu Rav Chanan Bar Abba. Umida Asir Rav Chanan Bar Abba veAsid Achasimos Yadei vaAdachadime. Umanu Rav Anan Barchia. Right, Ashuri v'kaimnuhi kidechazi, and based on the testimony of each individual and the other person, right? Basically, he testified about himself and the other guy, and the other guy testified himself and the other guy. Meaning, it's basically the same in that case that we talked about. And it sounds like they're saying, what do? They follow the halacha of Rebbe. Right? That they each gave testimony about their own signature and the other person's signature instead of just giving the testimony about their own signature, which is what the Chachamim allow. And I thought you told me that Shmuel holds that we pass in like the Chachamim. So why in the world did Shmuel require them to, right, testify about not just their own signature, the signature of the other person as well? So Amalei, so he said back, no, Hahu Shtara de Yasme Hava. I'll tell you why. Because this was not just a regular star. This is a star that there were yesomim, that orphans. It was a star for them. They needed to collect money. Who cares if they're orphans? V'chash Shmuel lebezdin toin. And Shmuel was worried about a bezdin that would make a mistake. V'savar Shmuel dilma ika desir le halacha karebi mechavero v'lo mechaverav. Right? U'baha afilu mechaverav. Right? So Shmuel basically was nervous. He goes, most people, they're adults, and they have support, they have a family, etc. So if a bezin makes a mistake, they can go to the friends and be like, wait a second, is this really correct? Right? This doesn't really seem like how we paskin, right? They follow the approach of Rebbe, they follow the approach of the Chachamim, and they only gave testimony on one, and someone's going to come and say, wait a second, that's wrong, that's not correct, and they're going to bully them, and say, your star is no good, right? We know the halacha is like Rebbe Mechaverav, right? They give them a hard time. And if the person's a regular person with support, they can go to another bezin. They have connections. They can talk to somebody. They can figure it out. No. Actually, what you did is totally fine. Your star is totally fine. Don't worry about it. Right? But this chavra who is yisomim, they don't have anyone to support them. They're all on their own. And so what do they do? He's nervous. Someone's going to start giving them a hard time, and they're going to they'll make a mistake. Not because they're following even the proper approach. Maybe they're going to think that the approach of halacha k'rebbe mechaverav is correct, which is not. It's wrong. But they might, start investigating the star and give them a hard time, etc. So what did he do? He basically said, "Savar avid ravcha, I'll make extra space, basically, right? Ki heche delo mafsid yasmin. Let's make this a star that nobody could have any tainus against, right? So by giving the extra testimony, right, of prove it about not just Reuven, but also Reuven about Shimon, and Shimon not just about himself, but also about Reuven. So now you're right. According to Chachamim, that shtar is totally fine. According to Rebbe, shtar is also fine. Right? So now no one's going to give any trouble. He didn't have to do it, right? But he did it that way just to make sure that there'd be no way anyone's going to question this shtar, and they're not going to give them problems.
If nothing else, there seems to be this notion out there that people are going to follow Rebbe.
Mechaverav.
Right. Even incorrectly.
But
there seems to be this concern.
Right. So clearly, exactly. The same way the Gemara needed to paskin and tell us, halacha k'divrei chachamim, so too Shmuel felt the need to, you know, to over-certify, right, just in case, follow the approach of Rebbe, just to be careful so that the Yisomim shouldn't get into trouble, no one should bother them.
This Fine. Idea of over-certification almost seems should be the rule. The rule is mostly the exception. I mean, when we're talking about Eidus here, this is the type of thing where there's no such thing as being too careful.
Except that if you start to do that, if that becomes the norm,
right,
then when you don't do it,
yeah,
people are going to assume there's something wrong with it. When there's really nothing wrong with it. So you have to be careful, right? If you're always machmir and you always do things like, you know, 150%.
Right.
But I'm saying, if you always do 150%, so then when someone did 100% is going to get told, actually, it's no good, right? So you have to be careful when you add chumros to things that you don't need, right? So people are going to always go back and look at that shtar and say, well, what did you do there, right? This happens when you write ksubos. When you write a ksuba, so like, you know, you're first learning how to fill in the ksuba and do the right thing. So like, you have to like go back and look at other people's ones. You know, they'll go back and check someone's ksuba. How did they write it then, etc. So if you're doing a lot of chumras, right, and then you miss that. This ksuba has a chumra. This ksuba doesn't have the chumra. People start saying, oh, maybe this ksuba is no good. And it's not no good. It's totally fine. It just doesn't have the chumra of that person's ksuba, right? So you have to be careful when you're always being machmir that you're gonna cause the perfectly fine shtaros to be discounted, exactly, which isn't really right either. So l'chaora, the answer is, in the case of the Yisomim, where they're really nervous and there's going to be reason for people to be fighting with them, you know, giving them a hard time, so fine. So he was more overzealous in what he did. But, you know, maybe we don't always want to do that, because this is exactly the point. Now we ask the question, wait a minute, it sounds like we don't pass him like Rabbi, like the Chachamim. And they said, no, we do. This was a case to be machmir. But once you start being machmir, you're going to find yourself in a situation where, you know, people start to get confused what the actual halacha is. That's why every chumra is a
kula osa. It's every chumra.
It's in everything, right? Every chumra does that. Every chumra has the potential to cause that problem. Doesn't mean you shouldn't have chumra sometimes, but you have to be aware of that distinction. Okay. So Amar Huda Mishmuel. Okay, now fine. So now we're not done. We're still talking the same topic, but a different question. So Huda said the name of Shmuel. Eid v'dayan mitstarfin. Right? So if you have a witness and a judge, right? So you have three judges on the panel here, right? On the Bezdin, and the witnesses come to certify the shtar in front of them. Well, what if you have one aide on a signature, and you also have a dayan who also knows the signature, right? Can they work together? So Shmuel says, yes, aid v'dayan mitstarfin, and they can work together, and they can both to give testimony on the signatures. Okay, so Amar Rami Rachama, Kama Maya Hashmaitza. Wow, so Rami Rachama says, wow, that's an amazing, vort. That's awesome. That's really true. Really awesome. So, look at just Rashi for 1 second. Eid V'dayan. I just want to make sure we understand the exact case, right? So Rashi says, Eid V'dayan, Shtar Shekasiv Bo Hinpik, V'chasmu Hadayanin Ala Hinpik, Shalom. Right, so you have a star that has like a certification, and the dayanim signed on it, right? With the achar zman keshotziu hamalvel legabos, and now when the lender wants to go collect his money, right? Ear halova, the lova says no, not so fast. Lomar mezuyafu, he wants to say this is forged, this document. Uba echad meedei hashtar, right? And one of the edim on the star comes and says veheid aksav yado on his signature, right? That's mine. Vecham yedayanim heid aksav yado. Right, so because again, we only require, we've said it, we pass on the chachamim. I don't need one aid on each signature, right? Reuven on his signature, Shimon on his. So what's the dayan here for, right? So the point is, this is a scenario where we've already certified the shtar, and now someone's coming and saying the certification is a lie. So now what do I need? If I have one aid that says that's my signature and one dayan who says that's my signature, right? Because the dayanim sign on the shtar also when they certify it. So one aid and one dayan is enough to, you know, make it clear that the shtar was actually really certified and it's not a lie.
Until they question the dayan.
Right. It's amazing. You keep going forever.
There's no such thing as like recusing yourself if you're a dayan because you're too close to the case and know something.
Right. Well, this is you are testifying that you have your signature as a dayan.
Right. So then maybe you shouldn't be on this case. You shouldn't be a judge on this case because you're involved.
No, but meaning this is a shtar that says Reuven or Shimon $1,000, right? Levi and Yehuda signed the shtar.
Right.
Right. And now Yisachar, Zvul, and Binyamin are the dayanim. Who say, Levi and Yehuda came to us and they signed and they recognized the signatures and we hereby sign that this star is certified.
Everybody did what they were supposed to. The whole purpose of the certification was to prove that. So you had the witnesses and you had the certification.
It's all good.
And then still somebody.
And now someone still comes and says, nah, it's still a lie. So now you have an aid who says, that's my signature, and a dayan who says, and that's my signature. So they're not too close to the case. They're the people who were involved in this star. Right? So that's the question. Do we accept them? You have to ask the question, like, when does it end? Like, when do we accept? The question is, you know, I think with the question that everyone's kind of bothered by is like, wait a second, like, so when can we not attack the star?
Right.
You know what I mean? So we'll have to see. Right. But like, but that, according to Rashi, that's the case, right? Just look for a second in Tosis on the eight of the diamond starfin, on the left side and the bottom. Right, Tosis basically asks the same question, like, what? So even for the shtar that's already been certified, we're now concerned that the signatures of the dayan is no good. Right, and this is a problem. Tosis is kind of bothered by this, by this issue, right? Yeah, and Tosafot basically says there are very few cases. There are certain rules. We say that once we have a dayanim, a ma'isa bezdin doesn't need to be certified. Right? That's basically the bezdin does the certifying. But he says that's really only true when it comes to a prizbal. Right? But otherwise, in general, you know, there is this concept that you could even attack the status of the certified document, I guess, in theory. Fine. So that's the question. The question is, in this case, you have one aid from the document and one dayan. Can they come together to prove that this is indeed the document we say it is? So go back to Gemara now for a second. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Eba Diamond Starfin. So Amar Rav Brachama Kama Maya Hashmaitza. Wow, that's amazing. That's an amazing word. So Amar Rava My Maya Yusuf. You talk about what's amazing. It's not amazing. Maya Kama Masid Sada Lo Kama Masid Dayana. That's not true. You can't combine the two. Why? Because we're each giving testimony of something else. We have passing like the Chachamim. So what does it mean? The guy who shows up and Reuven gives testimony about his own signature. What's he saying? He's saying Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. Right? His testimony is not this is my signature. His testimony is meaning not what he says. Right? But in the end of the day, when he's mekayeming his signature, what is he saying? He's basically saying that this giving testimony on the actual action. When the Dayan gives his testimony, what's he saying? This is I did the certification. Right? So they're not two witnesses on the case. Right, you can't bring these two together as two witnesses. They're not two witnesses. They're each talking about something different, right? Right. So my the masid sada lo kamasid dayana umay the kasid dayana lo kamasid sada. They're not the same. So it's not true. So elaki asar rabbi cheskal amar lo tatstinu lahani klala the kail Yehuda achi mishmei deshmo. So rabbi cheskal said, don't listen to my brother. He's wrong, right? So, and what happened? Ikar Rabbanai, Achva de Rabbi Chia Barava, the Mizban Shumshmi. So there was Chevra, you know, doing business in sesame seeds. And what happened? They were talking and learning. Va'amar Hachi Amar Shmuel Eid V'Dayim and Starfin. And they were talking, and they said the same thing. You know, by the way, Shmuel said Eid and the Dayim can work together. So Amar Amemar, Kama Maya Hashemaitza. So Amemar said, wow, that's a beautiful idea, such a sharp vort. So Amar Rashi, La Amemar, Mishim da Kalsa Avua de Imcha, Nami Makalsa Lak, Kfar Pircha Rava. Because he's like your brother, right? You know, because he's the father of your mother, so you like him also. No, everyone already attacked this vort. this idea. It's not true, and we actually don't paskin that way, and we don't assume that an eid and dayan can be starved. In terms of the question, like how you know, like this, does this ever end? You know, at any point we can't attack the shtar anymore. It's a good question. We should find out more information about that question. But let's just start the next piece of Gemara just for a minute, and then we'll wrap it up. Amr of Safar, Amr Rebbe Abba, Amr of Yitzchak, Amr of Shmuel, Bar Marsa, Amr of Huna, Amr La, Amr of Huna, Amr Rav, Shlosha, Sheyashu, Lekayim, Es Ashtar, Shnai, Makirin, Chasim, Yisudayidim. So you have three people, right, who are sitting to make the Shtar Mekuyam, right, to certify the document. Two of them, right, recognize the Chasim, Es Edim. They recognize the handwriting. Ve'echad, Enu Makir. But one of them doesn't recognize. There's three Dayanim. Two of them say, oh, yeah, those are the signatures, and one of them says, I don't know what that is. Achlo chasmu me'idim in front of v'chosen. Right, until they haven't yet signed the document, so the two other denim can say, look, we know what the signatures are, and that counts as eidos, and now they can all sign. Right, but mishlo chasmu ein me'idim. Right, but once they've already signed, now they can't come and say, by the way, just to let you know, this is the right signature so the guy can sign. But the Gemara asks questions about this. How is it possible when two of the Dayanim give testimony to help the third Dayan know the information? And that we'll pick up with tomorrow.